and gentlemen, friends and rivals. My name is Faith, and with me are my studious and magical friends, Joy, Hope, and Jared.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
We'll be your hosts for the episode. We are honored and grateful that you have joined us at our table. Here at the Game Tale Podcast, we take a look at various board, card, and other tabletop games. We give an overview, provide a little insight on how to play, and share some of our thoughts on an attempt to give you an idea on how well it fit for you and your table. Today, we are at the kids' table, taking a look at Wandering Towers, designed by Michael Kiesling and Wolfgang Kramer. Artwork created by Michael Menzel and published by Capstone Games.
Wandering Towers is a quirky hand and board management memory racing game where players control wizards who have procrastinated and overslept. They now must rush to Raven's Keep for their final exam, trying to refill their potions by trapping each other and absorbing the magical essence. Will this game ace the final exam, or does it get crushed under the weight of magical powers? Find out as we discuss.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
We're all here together, a big happy family, talking about wizards who overslept for their final exam.
I usually oversleep, and Mama has to wake me up.
That's true.
But I don't like that.
Joy and Hope, you guys usually get up pretty early, right?
Yeah.
I even wake up before 7 o'clock.
Yeah, that's true.
Me too.
So, I have a question for you girls.
Okay.
Currently, you are in third grade. Faith.
Yeah.
And Joy, you are in first grade.
Yeah, that's right.
And Hope, you're in pre-K.
Yes.
What is your favorite subject to study?
Well, right now, it's choir and science.
Wow. Okay. Very cool. What about you, Joy?
I really like art because I like how you put all the details in it.
Very nice. And Hope, is there something in your pre-K class that you really love?
Yes. Art and learning sign language.
Learning sign language. So sophisticated. My girls are so much smarter than I am. That is so cool.
I think you're still a little bit smarter than me.
Maybe just a little bit, but give it a little bit of time and I'm sure that you're going to be smarter.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, hey, I'm going to talk about how we play this game and then we'll discuss it for a little bit. How does that sound?
Can I take a nap while we do that?
It shouldn't take that long.
Great.
Thank you, Hope.
Yeah, sounds great.
Awesome. All right. In Wandering Towers, your goal is to be the first player to get all of your wizards into Raven's Keep and fill all of your potions. Sounds pretty easy, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, not so fast.
Not so fast.
Because the towers can move.
Apparently.
And they can get stacked on top of each other.
Apparently.
And they can trap your wizards.
Apparently.
Inside of them. Mm-hmm. And you can be trapped there until they move again.
And apparently there's no exits to any towers.
Not in this game, unless they move. Because it's a magical world, folks. And sometimes in a magical world, exits are not required.
Well, of course.
Each player picks a color and takes the matching wizard meeples as well as the empty potion tokens.
You'll fill these during the game.
Thanks, Faith. The board is a circular path. On the first 9 spaces of the path are towers that are placed. And to the left of those towers is Raven's Keep. On the 9 towers that are placed, you and your other competitors will be placing their meeples as their starting position. Each turn, you play 2 cards from your hand. These cards let you either move your wizard around the board or move the towers themselves. If you move a person, it's pretty straightforward. You place the card, move the wizard that many spaces forward, and that's the end of that action. You can only move your own wizard. However, if you choose to move a tower, you can move that tower and all of the wizard meeples on top of it forward however many spaces are on that card. You might even move a tower to where it covers up other meeples. If a tower moves on top of a wizard, that wizard gets trapped underneath the stack, and the players need to remember what's under there. No peeking.
No peeking.
Once you choose to lift a tower, you're required to move that tower.
Peeking is cheating.
That's true. Not only do you get to trap the other players' wizards temporarily, and you get to laugh at them maniacally, you also get to fill a potion. Even if you trap your own wizard, you can spend potions to do spells like take extra moves, you can move towers additional spaces, and a whole variety of other nifty tricks depending on which spell tokens you've decided to use at the beginning of the game. Timing when to use your potions just right is very key to your success.
That's right.
To enter Raven's Keep, your wizard must land exactly on the space with the special Raven's Keep tower. No extra steps can be forfeited. Once a wizard enters Raven's Keep moves to a different empty space on the board. And that ends the player's turn. Play continues like this until someone has filled all of their potions and gotten all of their wizards into the keep.
Which is really hard.
That's true. But once you've done that, you win the game.
Yeah, that is right.
But remember, no peeking under the towers because peeking is cheating.
So true.
So with all that said, let's discuss.
Awesome idea, Hope. All right. Let's start with this, because there are some pretty colors that come in this game for different wizards. What is your favorite color for a wizard?
Easy.
Okay.
Blue and purple.
Blue and purple? Well, you can only be one or the other. You got to pick one.
What happens if it's a mix of blue and purple? Like,
then something has gone terribly wrong.
Like indigo.
Yeah, like indigo.
That's not a choice.
Yeah, it is. Indigo is definitely a color. It's a part of the rainbow.
Not in this game, it's not.
Easy peasy, red and orange.
You have to pick one
okay,
color.
Okay, then fine.
Red.
Red for
Blue.
Hope.
Blue.
Blue for Faith.
Well, for Mom it would be orange, but for me, probably purple. Why I say orange for Mom is because that's her favorite color.
That is her favorite color.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, Joy. We'll start with you on this one.
Okay.
Do you like to play aggressively trying to trap other people's wizards? Or are you more interested in trying to race to the keep as fast as possible?
I'm more interested in racing to the keep. But if I have to cover somebody up to get to the keep faster, then I will.
Okay, so you don't mind covering something up along the way, but you really want to get to the keep as fast as possible.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Hope?
I really like sucking people up because then I can jump over them and it won't give them lots of time to go.
So you like slowing other people down by trapping them?
Yes.
Awesome. What about you, Faith?
Well, I kind of like doing both.
Okay.
Because I really like getting the keep as fast as I can. But as we mentioned in how to play, you have to also have your bottles filled, and you can only do that if you cover people up.
That's true. So there's a really interesting give and take, right? Because you've got to do both. And it's one thing if you really focus on one, but then you got to make sure and do the other really quick, or otherwise other people might be getting ahead of you.
Yeah,
That's why I like racing to the keep better.
I like trapping over other wizards because then I get more potions. And also, I can use those potions to help me with my movement in case I, like, have to go one extra space. Like, say I was only racing for the keep and then I had to go one extra space. I was one space short. I wouldn't have any potions to spend.
That's true.
And then somebody else could have gotten in, and then it could have moved all the way across the board.
No, I totally agree, Faith. I think I'm more in the camp of cover people up early, trap them, get my potions filled, and then I've got my potions to help me move my people around the board. The downside to that is that while I'm trying to cover other people up, I'm also getting covered up because I'm not moving my own wizards. And so I got to be careful to remember where my wizards are.
That's why I like moving my wizards. So then I don't get covered up as easily. And then I don't have to use my memory as much, because how my memory works is I can only remember a certain amount of things.
That makes sense. So Hope, let me ask you this.
I bet those wizards can only remember a certain amount of things too, because they don't remember what time to wake up.
Yeah, that's right.
Faith, are you speaking from experience?
Maybe.
So Hope, let me ask you this.
What?
Do you prefer moving towers or the wizards themselves more?
Both.
Which one's your favorite?
Moving the wizard.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because then you can win.
That's true. You do have to move your wizards to win. But you also seem to have a lot of fun trapping mommy. Is that right?
Yeah.
Was that so silly?
Yeah.
Cool.
Hope, I do agree with you. I like moving the wizards more because then I get to Raven's Keep faster. But in towers, if your people are in them, then you can also move more wizards on the way. Yeah. So I kind of like both, but I don't know which one's my favorite, so.
Cool. Faith, let me ask you this. Have you ever forgotten where one of your wizards were stuck under a tower?
Well, if I don't focus on it, then yes, I definitely will.
Okay, so when you forgot, what did you do? How happened?
I just guessed.
Did you feel like you had to wait and see what was getting revealed and it took a lot of time?
Yeah, until my turn, and then I revealed. And then I try to reveal as much as possible because then I can find my wizards.
Yeah. What about you, Joy? Did you feel like you had a time where you forgot where your people were?
I did a lot. I wish I could just get a piece of paper and I could draw a tower, and then I could just draw my little wizard inside it.
Yeah, but that would take away the memory game part of it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and that would also be cheating, so.
True, very true. So girls, there's lots of different spells in this game. So there's the advance a wizard one space, there's moving the tower, there's swapping towers, there's moving Raven's Keep.
You can swap towers?
Yeah, there's all kinds of cool spells in here that we haven't even explored yet.
Because they're wizards!
What with the Raven's Keep?
You can move Raven's Keep.
Because without a person wizards. In there? How do you not know? Have you ever heard
I know
a wizard that doesn't know how to do spells?
You can move towers backwards. There's all kinds of cool spells.
You can move towers backwards.
What I'm curious about, what spell would you come up with if you were to add a spell to this game?
That's a tricky question.
Ooh.
You were able to move. You're able to move the Raven's Keep. And then before your turn was over, if you played, let's see, this would cost all your bottles.
I was going to say, this sounds really expensive, what you're thinking about right now.
Yeah, this is all my bottles.
Okay.
So if I had this spell, then this is what I'd do.
Okay.
This would be like the only spell in the whole game. You can move the Raven's Keep. Well, if you get your person in the Raven's Keep, then you can choose. If you want to spend all your bottles, then you can move the Raven's Keep wherever you want, not just to an empty spot, wherever you want. It can even be on top of people.
Whoa.
And then you're allowed to move up to six spaces and see if you can try to get another meeple into the tower.
That's an insane spell.
Unless all your meeples are trapped. Then you're allowed to move a castle up to 6 spaces.
Okay. Joy, have you thought of one?
So, what my spell is, so there's this magic card stack.
Okay.
And if you got a card in your hand that said flip over a magic card, then I would use that card, that magic card, to flip over one. And then I would read it out loud and it would say, move one of your, you can move up to 3 of your, you can move all of your people into Raven's Keep.
All of them?
Yes, all of them. And then only...
These are insane spells that you guys are coming up with.
Yeah.
But I think it costs like... Didn't it cost... But what if there was...
No, it didn't cost anything.
No, it would have to cost something. Otherwise, it'd be busted.
No, there'd just be a card.
You'd have to flip up the right card, is what you're saying?
Yeah, you'd have to like get the right card in your 3 cards in your hand.
Like you could flip a card over and it could be nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could flip a magic card over and it can say just... Cancel.
Oh. Sorry, poop. You didn't get
it. Wow, sorry, poop. Okay, Hope, do you have a spell idea?
I wish that I could make a spell where my wizards could die.
Whoa, that'd be pretty cool. Then your wizards would never get captured by towers.
Yeah, that would be really fun.
That would also be an expensive spell.
How much do you think it would cost?
Probably 3, I think.
Yeah, 3 or 4.
Because they'd still have to move around the board.
Ooh, what if there was one spell that costs, like, if you captured a player, you get to take one of their upflipped potions.
Whoa. That'd be crazy.
And then you got to spend it.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What are some of your favorite things about this game?
So, as I already said, I said a lot of my favorite things, really. So, I like getting into Raven's Keep, capturing people, moving towers.
Mm-hmm. My favorite thing's the spells.
You like the spells the best?
Winning, spells.
Yeah.
I have a lot of different things.
That makes sense. Do you feel like you were able to pick up on the strategy pretty quickly in this game as far as how to kind of puzzle things together? Or did you feel like you needed multiple plays to really understand it well?
I think... I catched on it quickly.
You caught on quickly?
Yeah, I caught on quickly. You, Jared?
Yeah?
You taught me this game really, really well.
Oh, thanks.
And I caught on it really quickly because you, like, explained the details and everything that you're allowed to do and that you couldn't move counterclockwise. Mm-hmm. And... Yeah.
That's very kind, Joy. Thank you.
You taught me very well.
Thank you. Hope, did you feel like you understood the game pretty quickly?
Yes.
Did you feel like you were able to have a good time and that you were being competitive?
Yes, yes.
Awesome. Faith, what about you?
I understood the game pretty well.
Yeah?
Pretty easy.
Do you feel like you understood the strategy better after multiple plays?
It was pretty easy to learn, but I think there is like some deeper strategy that might come up after multiple plays. Like, say you just took 2 basic spells out of the box. The first 2 basics, which is 2 potions, move your wizard 1 space, 1 extra space, and then 1 potion, move a castle 2 extra spaces. You could just take those out of the box for your first play.
That's simple.
And then, like, add on a potion every time you play.
Mm. Cool. I think all that's cool. What about, was there anything about the game you didn't like? And we'll start with Hope.
No.
You liked everything about the game?
Yes.
Okay.
I understood the game really well. I don't think there's anything I don't like about the game. It's just there is one itty bitty thing that I don't like.
Whoa.
Capturing people.
Yeah, that did make you pretty upset sometimes.
Yeah.
But it was okay, right? Like you just got out of it and kept going?
Because when they captured me, I forgot where my wizards were.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
And like every few turns, I only had 1 wizard on the board that I could see.
Yeah.
And hey, so at least you were better off than Mom.
And so I think the game we played today was a little bit weird where we had a big tower going at one time. I think sometimes it's a little bit more spread out.
Yeah, we had one tower that was five
stacks. Yeah, it was pretty wild.
What if the ravens keep on top of those five?
That would have been nuts.
That would have been nuts.
It would have fall over on top of my head.
Faith, is there anything that you didn't like about this game?
Nope.
You liked the entire game?
You loved it?
It was the best.
Okay. Awesome. Well, with
even
that...
Even though it's rated for 10 plus.
Yeah, I don't think that's right. Like, I think Joy picked it up really quickly. Hope played by herself in this game and did really well. So I think that age rating is too high.
No, it's way too high.
I would definitely mark it closer to 6 plus. I think that this is a great family style game.
Wait a second.
What?
What about you?
I'm talking about it right now.
I know. But is there anything that you didn't like about the game?
No, I actually really enjoyed this game. I think that this game was probably one of my favorite kids games that we've reviewed.
Yeah.
I don't think it's truly a kids game. I think it's more of just a family weight game. But I definitely loved how much that you kids were able to get into it.
It's really like, I don't know how I would explain it. It's just, for me, I'll explain it like this. So I think it's like teenagers can play it, grown-ups can play it, kids can play it, even maybe babies could play it if they're old enough. Maybe even babies could play.
Probably not babies because they're small pieces, but
yeah,
definitely 6+, maybe 4+ if you're someone who's played a lot of games. What do you want to say, Hope? You've been telling me you want to say something.
I guess you guys, it's really good to have those.
Yeah, it's really good. I agree with you.
Yeah, I think it's a great family game. I think that it's entertaining for adults and kids alike. It's easy to pick up, and it's got a lot of good things going for it. And you can teach it in like 3 minutes, which is really cool.
Yeah. It's best for families.
Yes. So with all that said, we're going to grade this game. So remember, we have a thumbs up, thumbs down system where you can have two thumbs down,
one thumb down, one sideways thumb, two sideways thumbs, one thumb up, or two thumbs up.
All right. So we'll start with Hope.
I have a two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up for Hope. What about you, Joy?
Not two thumbs, but 1,000 thumbs.
1,000 thumbs?
1,000 thumbs up. I love this game. It's probably my favorite game ever.
Wow.
And yeah, this is one of my favorite games. I love it.
That's awesome. What about you, Faith?
I would give one thumb up.
One thumb up for you?
Yeah, because I love this game. It's a great game. But I think that it would have made it a bit more fun if we added in more spells.
Well, we might do that sometime later on. We didn't want to overcomplicate it too much, but we could do that and maybe you'll like it a little bit more.
You think you can overcomplicate like the smartest kid in your family?
Well, you know, you never know.
If I made a game like this, I would definitely put in more spells. Definitely the three that we said.
Nice.
Don't you guys agree?
Yeah, it'd be pretty crazy.
I'd make an adventure board to go with it. They actually had to travel across like dangers and that kind of stuff.
That'd be pretty crazy too. Maybe that'd be like a sequel or something. I'm going to give this game two thumbs up as well. Joy, I'm like you. I really enjoyed this game. I think that it was a lot of fun. And it was, like I said, it was enjoyable for both adults and kids. And I'm just really pleased with the overall production. Capstone Games is one of those publishers that I really enjoy. They do a lot of really good quality stuff.
Yeah.
And the games are a lot of fun. Thank you, girls, so much for joining me today.
Don't mention it.
Don't mention what?
It's a saying to say, no problem.
Okay.
All right. And with that, thank you all, listeners, so much for listening. If you have feedback or want to give us your thoughts on the game, we would love to hear from you. Links to our socials are in the description. If you don't like socials, I get it.
I get it too.
Check out our website at thegametablepodcast.com. Shoot us an email at thegametablepodcast@gmail.com or find us on BoardGameGeek. All these links are also in the description. 5-star reviews, subscribing in your podcast player of choice, following us on socials, if that's your thing, and joining the conversation on Discord. These heroic actions are immensely helpful in growing this podcast. Special thanks to Angie Santiago for her cover art, to Anna Snyder, who made the intro and outro music, and to Alexi Chislin for the How to Play background music. Join us next week as we head back over to the feature table. In the meantime, may your dice rolls and your card draws be blessed, and your experiences at the table be ones to remember forever.
I'm gonna go take a nap now, so goodbye.
Goodbye.
And I hope I'm not late for school tomorrow. Like those wizards are.
Set your alarm.
I don't have an alarm.
Bye. I'll see you next time. Or maybe not.